It's gonna be a good day. My coffee is good, so it's gonna be a good day. Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Welcome.
We are going to start sharing. I'm gonna start sharing. I told y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. 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 Oh my God, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. Thank you. Oh my goodness. Thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Join us, join us. Come on, share, 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 share. And then just say, join us, join us. Come on, when you share it on Instagram, share it on Facebook. Come on, join us. Let me see who we got here. Hold on, I just did my share. Oh my God. Woo. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you. Let me see. Hey, Deborah. Good morning from Britain. My Renaissance grandma, Nia, Shamika. Good afternoon to you, Monica, Tanisha, Lydia. Good morning, Katina. Hey, Vanita. Good morning. Good morning, Kirby. Good morning, Katina. Hey, Casey. Thank you, Katina. Katina's like, join us. Kirby's like, join us. How y'all doing this morning? Good morning. Hey, Keisha. Hey, Noel. Hey, Bev. Hey, Tiff Tiff. I'm still holding on to that word. Hey, Keisha. Good morning, y'all. Join us. Join us. Come on. Share it. Join us. Come on. My goodness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Noel, thank you for that. Thank you. God bless you. Oh my God. Hey, Sherla. I love you. Woo! Noel, don't start nothing. Don't start nothing. Noel says she's praying for release. Y'all know the Lord speaks to me through the word, but he also speaks to me. You know how people are like, oh, I see your numbers. Well, my path is always lit up. Good morning, Nina. Good morning, Mika. My path is always lit up by words. So yesterday, Tiffany gave me the word flourish. The day before, a friend gave me the word rectify. And then today, Noel says, I'm praying for release. Woo! My goodness. Woo! my goodness. Oh my God, that just stirred up something inside of me. And hopefully what I share with you today helps you to receive the release, but also to release. I'm just super excited. I'm going to pray over our mind. I'm going to pray over our thoughts. And then I'm going to go ahead and get into this word today. And I'm going to tell it to you kind of, woo! Sandra says she needs answers. Lord God, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for praying for me and my son. Pray for all five of my sons and five of my grandsons. Woo! My goodness. Y'all, somebody told me the other day, they said, I know when you start wooing the Holy Spirit, like I can feel him. Oh my God. So Lord God, we thank you for release. Woo! We thank you for answers. Woo! We thank you, Lord God, for rectifying. Woo! We thank you, Lord God, for flourishing. We thank you, Lord God, for redemption. Woo! We thank you, Lord God, for Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit. Woo! Thank you, 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 thank you. Lord, we thank you that you are doing something special today. Woo! My God, last night, my friend Amisha texted me, and she's the person that told me the other day that things can happen in matters in minutes and seconds. And so she texted me last night. She said, all I keep hearing is minutes and seconds. What? That it can turn around in minutes and seconds. Will you put that in your notes? Hey, Mary, will you put that in your notes today? It can turn around in minutes. It can turn around in seconds. It can turn around in minutes. And she sent me that last night. She said, that's all I keep hearing. Is that it can turn around in seconds and it can turn around in minutes. Oh my God. And I trust this woman of God and I trust the word and I trust what Noelle said today. She said, I believe I'm praying for a release. Woo, my God. Can I tell you something else that I believe? I truly believe there's something that God needs to get into your hands Come on, Holy Spirit. I said, can I tell y'all something? I only like to say what the Lord tells me to say. Woo! I truly believe there's something that the Lord wants to tangibly. Woo! I don't know what it is. I don't know if it was a resource. I don't know if it's a contract. I don't know if it's a letter. I don't know if it's an upgrade, but I truly believe that there is something physical, tangible on this side. Woo! My God. That the Lord wants to place in your hand today. Woo! Come on, Holy Spirit. I just truly believe he wants to give you a demonstration, my God, of his goodness today, a physical demonstration of his goodness today. My God, will you believe and receive? Woo! Come on. Come on. I'm going to believe it and receive it for myself. I'm going to believe it and receive it for myself on this side, not just a spiritual thing occurring inside of you, but I truly believe that the Lord wants to put something in your, ooh, Lord, put it in my hands. I'm gonna receive it myself. Lord, put it in my hands. Lord, demonstrate it. Lord, show it to me. Woo! For some of y'all, the attacks have been so great, and I just believe, like Isaiah 61, can I read that over you real quick? And then I'm gonna get, come on, yes, Lord says I can. Holy Spirit says I can. I'm gonna read it to you over. In the message version of the Bible, because that's how I've been reading it lately. And I truly believe God wants to get something in your hands today because of how you suffer. Woo! Can I tell you something? I'm not a person who likes to say, oh, just because you suffered, this has happened, but because you have suffered, man, come on. Come on. This is God speaking, Lydia, because you have suffered. Woo! Cheryl, because you have suffered, woo! Come on, Tiff, because you have suffered, woo! My God, I'm gonna say it how I see it because that's how he talks to me in the scripture. The Spirit of God, the Master, is on me because God anointed me. Woo! He sent me to preach good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, announce freedom to our captives, pardon our prisoners. God sent me to announce the year of his grace. Woo! Come on. This is my season for grace. My God. Come on, Bev. This is my season for grace. This is my season that it'll turn around. This is my season that it'll change. This is my season that it'll look different. Woo! And then add this to your confession. It can happen in seconds and minutes. Woo! I'm going down myself. It can happen in seconds and minutes. Woo! When the Lord talks to me like this, I can't help but get excited. So it says, God sent me to announce the year of his grace. Woo! This is my season for grace. My God, this is my season for grace. Come on. This is my season for grace. Woo! He says, a celebration of God's destruction over our enemies and to comfort all who mourn, to care for the needs of all who mourn in Zion. Give them bouquets of roses instead of ashes, messages of joy. Woo! I told y'all, the Lord told me this is a season for messages. Nina, we have heard enough about doom, destruction. We understand it. We understand sin. There are some things that's going to have to be worked out in our salvation along the way. But some of us need a message of hope. Woo! Some of us need Alexis to be encouraged. Some of us need an uplift in our spirit. Some of us need to know that God is for us, that God is with us, that he never leaves us, that he never forsakes us. Some of us need something so we can hold on. Some of us need something so we can sit up. Some of us need something so we can stand. Woo! Some of us need something so we can stay in position. Woo! So he says, messages of joy instead of doom, a praising heart instead of a languid spirit. Rename them. Woo! God gonna rename you. Woo! I'm not about to play with the Holy Spirit, Myra. I'm not about to play with the Holy Spirit. He says, God's going to rename you. What? What? Can I tell you what my one of my best friends? What? Vicky, don't do me like that. Vicky, don't do me like that. Vicky said it was turned around for me yesterday, sis. Your specific prayer for me was granted. What a mighty God we serve. Woo! Come on. So listen. He said he's going to rename them oaks of righteousness. Beverly, can I tell you what Jess told me? She said, I need to call you and tell you something. It's just something I need to share with you. She said, yo, the reproach of your widowhood is gone. See, it'll be 10 years in June 11th, 2014. It'll be 10 years since my late husband went to be with the Lord. She said, you ain't widow no more. You just single. She said, the reproach of your widowhood is gone. She said, the Lord is about to rename you. And then I'm going to declare what I feel like I know in my heart. He's going to rename me wife. He's going to rename me flourishing. He gonna rename me successful. He gonna rename me victorious. What he gonna rename you? He gonna rename me healed. Oh my God. My, he gonna rename me sober. He gonna rename me vigilant. Woo! Come on. Come on. What is he gonna rename you? My God. What is he gonna rename you? Woo! What is he gonna rename you? My God. What is he going to rename you? My God, you got to say it and you got to see it. What is he going to rename you? You ought to prophesy over your own self. You ought to declare over your own self. Come on. What is he going to rename you? Oh, my God. He going to call me victorious. I got a new tattoo a few days ago. It says I was born to win and it has sparrows on it. Because his eyes is on me. Woo! And his face towards me is going to cause it to happen. Woo! What is he about to rename you? Woo! Come on. What is he about to rename you? My God. My God. What is he going to? Mary said he's going to call us victorious. Come on. Teresa said he's going to call me healed, single, and debt free. Come on. Woo! My God. My God. Noelle says she not lost Mary no more. She Mother Mary. Woo! Come on. She not lost Mary no more. She Mother Mary. What is he going to rename you? Woo! You got to see it how God says it. You are not orphaned. You are not abandoned. You are not lost. You are not forsaken. You are not out of your mind. Woo! What is he going to rename you? My God. What is he going to? It says here, he says, I'm going to rename them oaks of righteousness, planted by God to display his glory. Ooh, my God. He's going to call me emotionally healed. Ooh, he's going to call me sanctified and set free. Ooh, he's going to call me delivered. Ooh, he's going to call me blessed. Ooh, what is he going to rename you? My God. He's going to call me redeemed. Ooh, he's going to call me restored. Come on. What is he going to rename you? Ooh, I feel that so much in my being today. Ooh, come on. My God. Come on. Come on. Come on. Tim said he's going to call her empowered. He's going to call her a glory carrier. Come on. What is he going to rename you? Sandra said he's going to rename me storehouse. Sandra, I'm going to take that too. Because I need my storehouses to be plentiful. Because I need to bless some other folks. What is he going to rename you? So this is what he said. Woo! I don't know if I'm going to be able to even get out of this. He said, they'll rebuild the old ruins, raise a new city out of the wreckage. They'll start over on the ruined cities. Woo! Can I tell you something? You can ask God. Because it's in his word. Woo! Help me to start over. I want to lay down on the Bible. Like, I just want to lay my face down on the Bible. Help me to start over. Ooh! It's not that you can't start over. It's that you don't understand how to start over. And somebody told you starting over was a bad thing. Ooh! My God. Noel said he going to call her plentiful. Ooh! Come on. Help me to start over. Artie said he about to rename me happy. Ooh! Come on, help me to start over. Oh my God. Let the old me go. Let the old me go. He gonna, you know what he gonna call me? My other tattoo on this arm said living the dream. He gonna call me dreamer. I'm about to dream and see some things. He gonna call me dreamer. Oh, come on. He gonna call me dreamer. My God. He says, they'll rebuild the old ruins, raise a new city out of the wreckage. They'll start over on the ruined cities, take the rubble left behind and make it new. Woo! You're not just going to start over. You're going to make it new. Woo! Come on. You're not just going to start over. It's going to look new. Woo! You're not going to start over. It's just going to look fresh. Woo! Come on. I feel a victory. I feel a breakthrough. I feel a suddenly. I feel a release. I feel a change. Woo! What is he going to rename you? Woo! and says they'll start over on the ruined cities, take the rubble left behind and make it new. You'll hire outsiders to herd your flocks and foreigners to work your field, but you'll have the title. Woo! Thank you. Priests of God, honored as ministers of God. Can I tell you something? People are like, I'm not a minister. You are. Ministry means to meet a need. Wherever the Lord has placed you, whether it's in the marketplace, whether it's in business, whether it's in medicine, it doesn't matter where it is, you're a minister. You're assigned and sent there to meet a need. You need to understand who you are and whose you are. Woo! Come on. My God. It says you'll feast. Woo! That means there's going to be more. Baby, when there's a feast, that means there's going to be more than enough. Come on. He's going to rename me more than enough. When there's a feast, that means there's going to be more than enough. Woo! He says, you'll feast on the bounty of nations. You'll bask in their glory. Because this is where I'm getting to. This is where he brought me to. This is the part of the scripture I need to give you. He says, because you got a double dose of trouble and more than your share of contempt. Woo! Your inheritance in the land will be doubled. Woo! Come on. Your inheritance in the land will be doubled. Woo! Come on. Your inheritance in the land will be doubled and your joy will go on forever. This is why I'm saying what I say. By the Holy Spirit, I feel like it's something that God needs to get in your hand today, something in the tangible, something in the physical that he needs to show so that you understand that he is God. Woo! Call me, he gonna call me double. Woo! And not double trouble, double blessing. Woo! Double anchored, double in peace, double in overflow. Woo! Double in victory. Woo! My God. He gonna call me double, 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 double. Not double trouble, double, 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 double. Double, 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 double. He gonna call me double. Woo! Come on. He says, because I got love. He says, because you got a double dose of trouble and more than your share of contempt, your inheritance in the land will be doubled. But I want to give you something else. Woo! Come on, Lord. I thank you for victory today. I thank you for renaming us. I thank you for calling us to new places. I thank you for giving us a new mindset. I thank you for giving us eyes to see. I thank you for giving us ears to hear. I thank you, Lord God, today for troubling what troubles us. Woo! So he says, because you got a double dose of trouble and more than your share of contempt, your inheritance in the land will be doubled. But this is the part that I love. Ooh. He said, and your joy gonna go over on forever. He said, your joy is good. He's getting ready to restore your joy and it's gonna go on forever. Ooh. Come on. My joy is gonna go. You ought to talk to yourself like that, Erica. My joy gonna go on forever. Ooh. Michelle, my joy gonna go on forever. Come on, come on. Savannah says she about to get double the wisdom and double the patience. I'll receive that. Woo! My God. I'm not taking double of anything else. My double the peace, double the joy, double the happiness. Woo! My God. Double the favor. Come on. My God. Double the victory. Come on. In the name of Jesus. He says, because I got. Woo! I love how God talks to us through his word. He says, because I got. Nia, this is how he talked to us. He says, because I got. Oh, come on. You ought to get stirred up. Saying, he says, because I got. Oh, come on. This is God speaking. He says, because I got. Oh, come on. He says, because I got love, fair dealing. Woo! It didn't say he loved mess. It didn't say he loved stress. It didn't say he loved anxiety. It didn't say he loved worry. Woo! My God. My God. And I'm getting ready to show you how to take back your peace. My God. Come on. I'm getting ready to show your peace been stolen. I'm getting ready to show you in just a second how to take your peace back. Woo! Come on. He says, because I got, I love fair dealing. I hate thievery and crime. This is what he said too. I've been meditating this too. Woo! So anytime something look low or look like somebody ain't gonna show up the way it's supposed to show up, or the ministry finances look like they taking a dip, or something looks strange. My God, look like a contract ain't gonna pay on time. This is what I've been holding on to lately. It says, I'll pay your wages on time and in full. Woo! Whatever due to me gonna be paid on time and it's gonna be paid in full. Woo! I ain't getting no partial paycheck. I ain't getting no partial contract. I ain't receiving no parts or nothing. Whatever is due to me, gonna be paid in full, and it's gonna be paid on time. Woo! And then it says, and I will establish my eternal covenant with you. And then it also says, your descendants. Javon, Jaleel, Jermaine, Josiah, Judah, Lyric, Logan, Shiloh, Zayden, and Casey will become well-known all over. Your children in foreign countries will be recognized as once as the people who are blessed. Woo! My God, he says, I will sing for joy in God, explode in praise from deep in my soul. He dressed me up in a suit of salvation. He outfitted me in a robe of righteousness as a bridegroom who puts on a tuxedo and a bride jewel tiara. For as earth bursts forth with springs, wildfires, flowers, and as a garden cascades with blossoms, so the Master God brings righteousness into full bloom. There's some stuff that comes with your righteousness and puts praise on display for nations. Woo! He gonna call me blessed in the city, blessed in the field, the head and not the tail. He gonna call me debt free. Woo! I'm gonna be a lender and not a borrower. Woo! I will no longer be an overthinker. Woo! Come on, listen. So I want to give you something real quick this morning. I need you to pay attention to this because this is going to help you stay in position. Woo! So this morning, so right before I went to bed and while I was in bed, something happened. Two things happened, two different scenarios. And you know how in your mind, you make up in your mind that you are already going to probably handle something a certain way when you get up. And so I had decided I'll just handle this when I get up. And when I get up, I'm going to say a specific thing or talk a certain way or say this typical kind of way. Well, when I woke up this morning, I woke up with this song on my heart, and it wasn't me singing the song. It was the lyrics of the song, right? And it was, give me a clean heart. Woo! I love how he deals with me. This is what he brought to me first, because I wake up in my mind. I need y'all to hear me. I wake up in my mind. This is how I'm about to handle the situation. And as I wake up, this is the first part of my thoughts that he gives me. And it's funny because somebody has sent me a scripture, Jeremiah 31:25, I'll refresh tired bodies and I'll restore tired souls. And I went, okay, Lord. I was like, okay. This is how we starting the day. And then he gave me the words to the song. It says, give me a clean heart so I may serve thee. Lord, fix my heart so that I may be used by thee. For I'm not worthy of all these blessings. Give me a clean heart and I'll follow thee. I'm not asking for the riches of the land. I'm not asking for high men to know my name. Please give me, Lord, a clean heart so I may follow thee. Give me a clean heart, and I'll follow thee. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down, sometimes I'm almost level to the ground. Please give me a clean heart that I may follow thee. Please give me a clean heart. I want to walk much better, a clean heart. I want to live much better. You know what? You know that I will. I'm going to follow thee. Give me a clean heart. Lord, I'll be a bold soldier for you. And I've made up my mind. I'm going to work and work and work and do your work. So he's giving me this song. And as I'm reading the words to the song, it's just ministering to me. And I'm like, okay, Lord, clean out the things in my heart. Because my responses determine where I really am. I'm gonna sip. Because my responses, Bev, determine where I really am. So then after he give me a clean heart, he says to me, he said, I don't need you to say nothing. I said, excuse me. I don't need you to say anything. excuse me. What'd you say? I don't need you to say anything. And I say, okay. And then he goes, I need you to allow peace to be your umpire. Last night before I had gone to bed, I was praying about a situation and I said, man, I can't feel the peace. You must not be in it. And he said, I'm about to show you where you're wrong. And you know, we go where the peace is. Forgive you something. Go where the peace. You got to go where the peace is. I'm going to show you how he showed it to me. I love how he talks to me and he deals with me. Ooh! And so he says to me, he says, let the peace be your umpire, right? But sometimes it's hard for peace to be our umpire. And there's a reason why. And because we are in a circumstance or situation does not mean, I'm going to break it down and show you, and then I'm going to give you the scriptures in different versions so you can see it, does not mean that God is not with you. It just may mean that you are more focused on the temptation or the problem at hand, and your flesh is trying to react. So instead of giving away to the emotion or the feeling or how you may even be triggered because it's been traumatic for you before, you get to be ruled by the supernatural peace of God. And this is going to have to, this is so important in your transition. This is so important in your level up. So I'm gonna show it to you how he showed it to me, right? You gotta listen. Come on, because here go your breakthrough. This is how he showed it to me. We're gonna go to Mark 4, we're gonna 35th verse. It says, on that day when evening had come, he told them, let's cross over to the other side of the sea. So they left the crowd, took him along since he was in the boat. They could not be more closer to Jesus. And a storm is about to come. I'm gonna roll my little self out of my own chair. They could not be more closer to Jesus. Listen. They could not be more closer to Jesus, and a storm is about to come. Woo! They couldn't, and we will say in our flesh, God can't be in it, or God can't be with me. He says, let's cross over to the other side of the sea. So they left the crowd and took him along since he was in the boat, and other boats were with him. And then a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking over the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. He was in the stern sleeping on the cushion. He was in the stern sleeping on the cushion. So they woke him up and said to him, teacher, don't you care what we're going to die? He gets up. Lord, I thank you for when you get up. And I'm going to give you some more. He gets up, rebuked the wind and said to the sea, sometimes some versions say silence, be still. Other versions say peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Then he said to them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? And they were terrified and asked one another, who then is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? So let me show you something. Woo! So when he says to me, because I'm giving you this in real time, how he's talking to me about this, he goes, let peace, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Let peace be your umpire. Ooh, my God. So rather than allow my emotions to get the best of me, why not pause right now? My God. And let the word of God rule. My God. So when I say rule, when we talk about ruling, my God, when I say rule, when we talk about ruling, we're talking about God's supernatural peace. What God's supernatural peace does is dominate and governs every emotion and every situation that confronts you. Woo! But can I tell you something? You have to make the decision. Oh, I got to grow up. You got to make the decision and follow through with it. Woo! You, the responsibility is on you. Woo! God. You got to make the decision to follow through with it. Woo! If you don't make the decision, like the disciples on the boat, worry, fear, insecurity, doubt, and any other emotion will take control over the situation. And it will take you on a roller coaster ride. Woo! My God, because your emotions are out of control does not mean that God is not in it or with you. I'm gone. Oh! The problem is, peace has not become your umpire. So let me give you this. Colossians 3 and 15, it says, he said, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Woo! The word rule in this verse is the Greek word brabeuo. My God. And it's used to describe the umpire or referee who moderated and judged the athletic competitions that were so popular in ancient world. Paul tells us, woo, that this word, that the peace of God can work like an umpire in a referee, in our hearts, minds, and emotions. When emotions, woo, come on, my emotions do not get to rule me. When emotions attempt to take over us. We make the choice or the decision to let God's peace oversee the situation. Woo! You can stop your emotions from happening. Woo! By being kept under control with God's peace. So I'm making a decision. Peace gonna be my umpire. Ooh! Peace gonna be umpire. Let me give you a translated version. Let the peace of God call the shots in your life. That's the CSB version. Let the peace of God call the shots in your life. Let the peace of God be the umpire in your life and actions. Let the peace of God act as the referee in your emotions and decisions. Yep, you're going to have some hard times. Yep, you're going to have some things go happen. Yep, you're going to be overwhelmed. Yep, you're going to have some problems. Yep, your emotions going to come. Woo! But when you let the peace of God come in, it's going to dominate and it becomes supernatural and it rules and it takes over this thing. Come on. Let me give it to you in a few different versions. God, I thank you for your word today. I thank you. It says, this is the Amplified version. It says, let the peace of Christ keep you in tune. Woo! Thank you, Lord. With each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing, and cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God for every step of the way. Woo! Let the peace of Christ, the inner calm of the one who walks daily with him, be the controlling factor in your heart, deciding and settling questions that arise. To this peace, indeed, you were called. You are called to this peace as members of the body of Christ. Oh my God. This is the CJB version of it. It says, and let the shalom, woo, which comes from the Messiah, be your heart's decision maker. For this is why you were called to be a part of a single body. So my emotions don't get to call it. And just because I'm uncomfortable, woo, and just because there's a storm, and just because it may be abrasive, and just because I may be overwhelmed, and just because I may be consumed, does not mean that God is not in it. So don't say nothing. Let the peace of God be your umpire. Let the peace of God call your shots. Let the peace of God determine what happens next. Woo! So when the Lord gives you a word, I would meditate Isaiah 61 every day if I could. That's what I've been doing lately. No. This is my grace season. Woo! That's how I'm going to live in the shalom of God. Nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lacking. This is my grace season. God is about to rename me. Woo! I'm going to start over. My God. I'm going to rebuild. My God. Don't matter what I'm saying. I'm called a priest of God. I'm called a minister of God. Come on, y'all. He came to set me free. Woo! I'm about to get double for my trouble. My God, my joy is about to go on forever. Woo! God don't like when nobody mess with me. My God, my descendants, my children will be well known. Woo! This is my grace season. Lord God, I thank you for your word today. Short, sweet, empowering, and simple. Woo! Where we don't feel the peace, it doesn't mean that you're not in it. Teach us how to deal with the uncomfortable spaces and be governed in your peace. Woo! Flood us with your peace today. Let your peace take over our thoughts today. My God, my God, let your peace govern, rule, and reign over us today. Let your peace rise up inside of us today. Let your peace control our emotions today. Holy Spirit, give us a double dose of peace. Woo! Lord, teach us how to put our emotions aside and to live in your peace. Woo! Let your supernatural peace take resident in our hearts. Peace, help me stay steady. Peace, help me stay ready. Peace, help me to overcome. My God, wherever there's a storm or a rage, Lord, I thank you for the suddenly of peace be still. My God, in Jesus' name, amen. My God, Lord, I thank you for breakthrough. I thank you for increase. I thank you we're not moved by what we see. I thank you that the angels are moving on our behalf. I thank you, Lord God, today that our name will be spoken in places it needs to be. I thank you that the Holy Spirit advocates for us. I thank you, Lord God, that our life reflects the kingdom of heaven. I thank you, Lord God, that we have authority over principalities, over rulers of darkness, because Jesus conquered those things. I thank you, Lord God, that our future is bright. I thank you, Lord God, we are well loved and respected. I thank you, Lord God, that we lean into your wisdom. I thank you, Lord God, that we will trust you with all our heart. I thank you, Lord God, that we are kind and gentle. We thank you, Lord God, that we are meek. Lord God, we thank you, we keep the peace. We thank you, Lord God, for a sound mind, because our mind is the mind of Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that we win. We thank you, Lord God, that we live in the shalom of God. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Thank you, Lord God, we are completely made over. Our mindset is new. Thank you, Lord God, our future is calling. Our past does not determine our purpose. Thank you, Lord God, that we may bend, but we will not break. Thank you, Lord God, we are stepping into so much clarity today. Thank you, Lord God, that we are secure in God's love. Thank you, Lord God, that you cause us to win. You cause us to prosper. You thank you, Lord God, for supply, for perpetual supply. Thank you, Lord God, Christ died for what I couldn't overcome. Thank you, Lord God, my victory is in God's hands. Thank you, Lord God, I walk different. I talk different. I have insight. I have clarity. I have wisdom for decision making. Thank you, Lord God, I'm bold. Thank you, Lord God, you make all things new. Thank you, Lord God, you're causing us to overcome. Thank you, Lord God, you called us to be more than conquerors. Thank you, Lord God, that this day will be successful. This will be the most successful day we have. Thank you, Lord God, this will be the most victorious day we have. Thank you, Lord God, this will be the most prosperous day we have. Lord God, thank you for fighting for us, contending with what contends with us. Woo! My God, my God. Thank you, Lord God. Doors are opening for us. Thank you, Lord God. We can discern the times the sign of the time. Thank you, Lord God. Everything we put our hands to prospers. That you ought to say that over your business. You ought to lay that on your hands, on your business, on your ministry, on your cash. Lord, this will be the most successful day I have. God is causing you to prosper and be successful. He's not going to give you something and you not prosper and be successful. You're going to be prosperous and successful at work. You're going to be prosperous and successful in business. You're going to be prosperous and successful in marriage. You're going to be prosperous and successful at home. Woo! Joy is your portion today. Peace is your portion. Love is your portion. You are called to live your best life. Your tongue is creating life for you, and you have self-control. Woo! Can I tell you something? And I feel strong to share it, and I think it's going to resonate in someone's spirit. And when you catch it in your spirit, it belongs to you. When I was praying over the situation and God was telling me what to do with it, the Lord was saying to me today, he said, you won't see this no more. Woo! That's what he said to me this morning. I heard him. He said, you won't see this no more. You won't see this not happening again. You won't see this no more. So I thank God today that whatever it is that seems like it's been on repeat, I'm declaring that over you. You won't see this no more. Woo! Come on. You won't declare it over yourself. Whatever the hindrance, whatever the delay, woo, whatever the anxiety, whatever the fear, whatever the worry, whatever it is, I don't know what it is, but I need you to declare, I won't see this no more. Woo! I'm throwing my hands up and surrendering. Lord God, I thank you that I won't see it anymore. Woo! I thank you for the breakthrough. I thank you for the increase. I thank you for your power. I thank you for supernatural strength. Woo! I will not see this no more. This thing will not return. It will not come back. Not another sleepless night. Not another anxious moment. Not a worry. Another moment of worry, because you're going to choose peace. You're going to stop letting your emotions determine that you don't belong in a situation, or a situation is not what's supposed to happen. Alberta, if a situation is not supposed to happen, he's going to tell you. If you're not supposed to be somewhere, he's going to tell you. Woo! And he's going to be very clear in how he talks to you. But I won't see this no more. Woo! Can I tell you what that is? Lauren, that's a seated victory. I could collapse under the power of God today. Lord God, I thank you. I want to say this again because I feel this so strong. There is something. I want you to be very aware of your surroundings. I want you to keep your hope up. There is something tangible. God, there is something tangible that God needs to get in your hands today. And when I mean tangible, it's going to be in the physical that you're going to see this, and that Kim, you're going to know it's God, and that Deborah, you're going to know it's God, and Alberta, you're going to know it's God, and Jerrica, you're going to know it's God, and Tiffany, you're going to know it's God, and Bridget, you're going to know it's God, and Noelle, you're going to know it's God. There is something tangible that God wants to put in your hands today. That means you can't afford to be worried. That means you can't afford to be anxious. That means that you can't afford when you're like that, the enemy is only trying to take your territory. He's only trying to shift you so you will not pray. But today you're going to call things forth like never before. Woo! You're going to reach up and grab it. It's yours. It belongs to you. It comes with the shalom of God. It comes with your righteousness. There's some stuff that has been on the table for a minute, and God is saying, now it's time. It's your due season. Woo! And God is a good source, and God is a good supplier, woo, of all your needs according to his riches. I hear the Lord saying, now it's time. It's your due season. There are some things you have been praying over that need to be released today. Woo! And I hear the Lord also saying, you will not be put to shame, my God, for requesting, for asking, for believing, for receiving. I hear the Lord say, you will not be put to shame, my God, you're going to see and experience the hand of God, not just in your life, in your children's life. There's going to be significant breakthrough. Today, I hear you, Lord, there's going to be significant increase today. Woo! My God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're doing it right now. Lord, help. Only you can do it. Cause it to happen. Only you can do it. Promotion comes through you. Increase comes through you. Healing comes through you. Woo! Restoration comes through you. Recompense comes to you. We know this. Woo! My God. My God, take off in this thing. Show them that you are God. Let them see and experience the hand of God like never before. Let your word be true. Let your scripture be true in their life. Let them experience a double portion, not just of things, but of your love, of your peace, of your grace, of your power, and of your strength. Cause it to happen. Cause the people that need to see them today. Cause blind eyes to be open. Cause deaf ears to hear today, Lord God. Woo! My God, remove stony hearts and give them a heart of flesh. My God, Lord God, give them second chances today. Woo! Do it big, do it bright, do it bold, Lord God. Move in such a way in their life, Lord God, that they know you are God. Woo! Turn your face towards your sons and daughters today. Reverse some decisions, Lord God. Woo! Clean up some court cases, Lord God. Reverse some negative medical reports. Go into our workplaces and let favor supersede us. Let your healing power, let restoration, when we smile or we speak, people are getting restored. Ooh, even our shadow carries the mark of your glory, and people just around us are getting healed. Ooh. Destroy yokes and negative mindsets that have kept us from believing. Ooh. My God, my God, my God. I'm gonna sing. I don't sing, but this is what just came up. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now. Woo! No more cloudy days. I am on my way. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now. Woo! It's over now. It's over now. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now. Woo! So what I hear is over now. It's over now. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now. Woo! You ought to prophesy that over your life. My God, you ought to prophesy over your life. My God, no more cloudy days. Woo! They are gone away. My God, you ought to prophesy that over your situation. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now. Woo! Thank you, 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 thank you. It's over now. Woo! I'm going to leave with that. It's over. If the Lord places it on your heart to give, you can go over to the website, you can go over to the Cash App. It's. I'm going to keep singing over you. It's over now. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now. Come on. Woo! My God, no more cloudy days. Woo! I am on my way. Woo! I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now. Woo! You better declare that. You better declare that. You better declare that. Noel said a sign from God just came. Sparrows just flew over her house. Woo! Come on. She said sparrows just flew over her house. It's over now. It's over now. Yeah, Niecy. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now. Woo! Thank you. Come on. Breathe. God is with you. God is for you. Woo! I truly believe he's so invested in you that you're going to see the hand of God today like never before. I love you. God loves you. I love you. Only the devil likes to trip you up. God is for you. Woo! God is making it happen. My God, I thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Lord, thank you for release. Thank you for release. Thank you for release. Thank you for release. All things are subject to change in Jesus' name. Woo! See you back here in the morning, 6 a.m. Love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. Oh, I hear you, Lord. Lord also says you're going to get some new direction. Woo! You're going to have some clarity and you're going to get some new direction. My God. Thank you for that, Teresa. You're going to get some clarity and you're going to get some new direction. No more cloudy days. I am on my way. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now. Woo! I love y'all. See y'all. No more cloudy days. I am on my way. I feel like